Well, tonight the eclipse arrives, yes, expected for about a century or more, because they can predict those sort of things that far ahead. It's going to be up there in the sky at a moon near you. One small step for man, one giant cheesecake for mankind. Because that's what we all grew up thinking. The moon was made of cheese. And then Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went there and spoiled it all for all of us. Well, not quite. The cheese had already gone off, I think. Yes, the moon, it's going to be a total eclipse. It's available and visible from just about everywhere on the planet at some stage during the revolution, I think. Well, it wouldn't be, actually, would it? Because the moon, at that time of night, is only available by about for vision for about half the world. So I take it back. So 300 billion people or thereabouts might be able to see it. And if it's over China, well, my goodness, the figures just go into the sky. Like the moon. Yes, what's happening? The moon is shadowed by the earth and can't see the sun, the poor old moon. And it goes reddish colour. That's what happens. You see, I'm a scientist. Patrick Moore, eat your heart out. We've got records abundance here for moon songs. No mooning allowed, but we certainly have the songs. For example, here's Dollar. And who were you with in the moonlight? A little tune from Dollar, Who Were You With in the Moonlight, continuing our journey to the moon, as it were. Yes, it's going to be a red moon tonight. Some people suggesting it's because of volcanic ash, and that in the New Zealand and Australia area. They've had volcanic ash in that part of the world too. Of course, they've had recent earthquakes as well, so I think volcanic ash is just a small addendum to what's been a pretty horrific year for certainly New Zealand, where they had an earthquake earlier in the year and another aftershock or two as well. We don't have too many here in Ireland, in Northern Ireland. The last one, about four or five on the Richter scale, but so far below ground that no one really noticed. Mind you, there are a few people suggesting that the earth moves for them from time to time, but whatever happens in your own home, it's up to you. This is Carrickfergus FM, and we're here right through the whole day long. We're here till, oh, I can't remember the date again, but, you know, we're here for a wee while. And along the way, we're helping you and others to contribute to the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. Lots of events happening around this fine borough, and we hope that you are able to help by taking part in the various competitions and the various activities, and you'll get a great, great chance certainly to get involved at various points in Carrickfergus. And we'll tell you more as the week and days continue. Another moon song coming up, this one from Police, Walking on the Moon. Thank you for joining me for a little insert or two from the Carrickfergus FM breakfast show. I'm Donald McCone. I'm here right through for another week or so. Perhaps you can join me by going to the website www.carrickfergusfm.co.uk. Look for the listening modes there on and join me and my colleagues. We're here at least till 12 o'clock each day from 8 o'clock in the morning and over the weekend, 24 hours, for another week and a day. I do hope you can join us. Thanks for listening to this audio boo.